Baby, I'm so happy you confessed your fantasy to me. I mean, of course I was a little confused at first, but the more you shared, well, the more excited it made me. And you know, after thinking about it, I do think fantasy is fun. You know, don't get me wrong. But I think reality is even more fun. At least for me. I mean, I saw how excited you were as you opened up to me. And true, after you came, you wanted me to forget about it. Just forget the idea completely. But baby, some things, well, you can't just put something in front of me and then take it away. That's not nice. I know you like to be teased, but I don't. At least not in that way. So, I'm thinking, I've decided I'm going to reach out to someone. I know he is going to be so surprised and excited to hear from me. You see, well, he's reached out several times over the years, wanting to know if I wanted to, well, you know. Of course, each time, I told him no. But now, with what you shared with me, well, I won't let him know about our little secret arrangement. I think it is just better for everyone. You know, if he just thinks that I'm feeling lonely and need a little, you know, extra attention, that hubby isn't doing it for me. You get it, right? I mean, put yourself in his shoes. Isn't that what you would want to hear? If some beautiful, naughty wife was reaching out to you? I thought so. Now I know you're worried about him falling in love with me. And me falling in love with him. But don't worry, baby. I love you. And he? Well, he doesn't want what you want with me. You see, he doesn't want to marry me. He just wants to fuck me. It's what we used to do together. We never even dated. We just, well, fucked. In many ways, it'll just be like old times. Being that young, 20-something party girl all over again. You don't mind, do you? I promise, when I meet up with him, I'll text you when I can. But don't get nervous if it's not a lot. Well, I mean, I don't want him thinking you know that I'm with him. But maybe I'll slip away to the bathroom. You know, take a selfie for you in the mirror. Maybe a picture of my panty on the floor. I don't know. Something, right? Oh. And we are going to have to get you a cock cage. Oh, yes. I was reading, and it's the best way to keep you, well, to keep you from ruining the experience. If I keep you from coming, you know, for what? 4, 5, 6 days leading up to meeting him? You'll let your naughty wife do anything, won't you? But if I was to allow you to, you know, come right before leaving to see him, well, let's just say you would do everything to make me stay home, wouldn't you? I know, baby. I know you well. So when we do play this game, your cock is going to be locked. And I am going to take the key with me. And maybe, just maybe, if you are good, when I get home, after being with another man, I'll unlock you and let you fuck me too. Wouldn't that be nice? But only, only if you behave. And you do not drive me crazy with texts and calls. Do you understand? Now, are you sure you want this, baby? You're sure? Very sure? Okay. Well, I'm going to go slip off to our bedroom. You know, send him a text. And when I do, well, I suppose we'll see what happens, won't we? I do, baby. I so want this too. Maybe more than you. Isn't that naughty of me? I'm actually wet thinking of being with him again. And you can join me in the bedroom. I'll have you massage me. But before you head back, give me 30 minutes. Yeah, well, that way, if he does text back right away, I have plenty of time to catch up. You understand, right? Oh. And can you go pour me a glass of wine? Actually, on second thought, can you just bring me the bottle? Now just remember, baby, you wanted this first.